Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is lesson number 49. We're going to talk about Jamestown in this lesson, the struggle to develop the principles and institutions of liberty begins. Great topic. All right, we now arrive at the study of the permanent colonies. We've seen other discoveries, but they weren't permanent. But now we're going to look at the permanent ones. Now, this period of time traces the early history of the original 13 colonies. And these include Virginia, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. However, these colonies have very little history in common during this era. Each colony struggled on its own, facing a new harsh wilderness. They contended with the natives and developed the principles and institutions of liberty, the very institutions we now enjoy today. Now, to give you an appreciation of how difficult this struggle was, I want to give you a stat from the Virginia colony. Between the years 1607 and 1623, about 5,500 people lived in the colony. In 1623, there were 1,200. Wow, imagine that. That means about 4,000 colonists died in that 17-year period. So that kind of gives you an idea of how difficult this was. So the question is, do we appreciate our heritage? Those people went through a lot. All right, now let's begin with Jamestown. The London Company was the first to be sent out to the New World to start a farming community. The Susan Constant, the Goodspeed, and the Discovery set sail from London on December 20th, 1606. They were manned by about 39 sailors plus 105 passengers. Now, there was only one problem. Of the 105 people, only 12 were farm workers. 52 of these men were classed as so-called gentlemen who looked down on working with their hands. Well, excuse me, right? Well, these were only in it for the adventure, probably, hoping to get rich quick and head back to England and live it up. That was probably their goal. Now, the rest of the men were mechanics and tradesmen. Now, as for the out-of-work farmers who lost their jobs to the wool industry, which we talked about in a previous lesson, we don't hear about them on this trip. Probably the worst deficiency on this trip was that there were no women and children to help establish family ties in a new country, also to keep the men in line, let's face it. So we'll see why that's important in coming lessons. In late April 1607, the three ships arrived at Chesapeake Bay. Now, about 50 miles up the James River, the river they named after King James, they found a low peninsula half buried in the tide at high water. And they picked this site as their new home and landed on May 13, 1607, and called it Jamestown. And according to the plan of government laid out in the charter, the officers consisted of 7 members of the council, and these included Bartholomew Gosnold, the navigator we learned about a few lessons ago, John Smith, Edward Wingfield, who was appointed governor, Christopher Newport, John Ratcliffe, John Martin, and George Kendall. Now, the colonists couldn't waste any time. They had to get busy right away, so they erected some huts and surrounded them with a stockade wall made of logs and mounted cannons on them. All right, that's all we have time for. We'll continue the story of Jamestown next time. This is Dan Sheridan. Listen, I really hope you learned something. Until our next lesson, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.